This is KUNM. I'm Yasmin Khan. The Biden administration announced recently it was overhauling how it calculates the economic toll of greenhouse gas emissions. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hiagi explains, the changes could allow agencies to place tighter restrictions on oil, gas, and coal producers in the region.
It's known as the social cost of carbon, a way for government officials to put a hard number on the financial damages caused by pumping 1 ton of greenhouse gas emissions into the atmosphere. Mark Squillaci is a professor of natural resources law at the University of Colorado Boulder.
It's really a convenient way for agencies that are making decisions that could result in the release of more carbon to estimate what those costs to society are. And then they can factor that in into a kind of cost-benefit analysis that they might do as to whether to go forward with the decision.
Under the Trump administration, that cost was really low, just $8 a ton. Now the Biden administration has raised it 6 times that to $51 a ton. Squillaci says that new number could result in fewer permits granted for fossil fuel companies. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
The Mountain West News Bureau is a collaboration of public media stations that serve the Rocky Mountain states of New Mexico, Colorado, Nevada, Idaho, Montana, Utah, and Wyoming. Funding provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. New Mexico is expanding eligibility for vaccinations to all school teachers, early childhood educators, and other staff. The state health department made the announcement today, saying it plans to get the group its first shots by the end of March. The state is making the move as part of a directive by the Biden administration. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and the state secretary, Dr. Tracy Collins, said last week that the ability of New Mexico to meet the goal depends on the federal government increasing vaccine shipments. The state has already vaccinated about 15,000 educators who were eligible as part of the first phases of the vaccine rollout.